It's time for Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. A chance to hear from the coaches and athletes from Garden City High School. Let's go live to Old Chicago in Garden City and join the voice of the Buffaloes, Cal Friedman.
Welcome back to Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. It started a new week here on February the 12th for Colin Love, who's back in the offices of the Western Kansas Broadcast Center. My name's Cal Friedman saying hello. Hope your Monday is off to a good start. Winter sports coming to a close here in these next couple weeks. Wrestling actually just were in the 6-5A, regionals this last weekend. We'll have Carlos Prieto, the wrestling coach, on later on. But we're going to start out with girls basketball. We just picked up a big victory over Hooker on Saturday. We start out with head coach Jacob Miller. Coach, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So I just learned this the other night. You're really big into autographs, card collecting. When did that start for you?
We picked up on it about 4 or 5 years ago once COVID hit, and me and a buddy, group of buddies, and just now it's kind of gotten into a little bit of a hoarding hobby, I guess you call it.
Those guys from college? Or
yeah. Oh, yeah. My high school buddies and college buddies, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Was there ever a card that you got where you're just like, I know how much this is worth, I'm not getting rid of this
guy? I got a second-year Troy Aikman auto I'll probably never get rid of.
Okay, yeah. Got it. I was going to say, a Cowboys fan. Makes
sense. Absolutely.
Was he your favorite player growing up?
No. Barry Sanders was my favorite guy watching. Couldn't take your eyes off Barry back in the day.
My dad said that same thing. Like, they had the Barry documentary. I still haven't watched it. Have you watched that one?
Oh, yeah.
It was good?
Oh, yeah. He's a legend, man. You gotta represent or respect greatness. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I need to get on that. Was there a favorite player that you liked growing up that you wanted to make sure you had as many cards as you could have of him?
No, not necessarily. No, I don't. I just PC Dallas Cowboys and Oklahoma City Thunder. So.
Got it. Sounds good. Yeah. So, talk to me about this month. You guys are now 8-9 on the season. What are you seeing from the group over the last couple games?
Man, I saw the togetherness. I saw mental toughness, fortitude, battling. Because a lot of the stuff that we're doing, we're learning on the fly. And so these girls are and to, you know, hats off to them. We've got a gauntlet of a schedule, especially the last five. We had five games in 8 days, and the girls just battled, never gave up, played to the start to finish all five games.
And all against really good opponents as well. Hooker was 12-7. Great Bend was 11-5. Does it help playing good competition right towards the end of the season?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have a choice. The WAC conference is tough. I mean, all eight WAC games are, we know it's going to be a battle every night. And so, you know, having sprinkled in Laverne, and obviously we knew Hooker was going to be tough, but to help us with our non-conference and to get ready for conference.
I want to talk about this Hooker game. Just on Saturday, 10-point victory. You said at the beginning of the season the motto for this unit was going to be dogs only. Mm-hmm. It took some dogs to win this game. Talk me through the comeback.
Yeah, it did. I mean, I rewatched the games on Sunday morning, and, you know, we were only up 3 with 4:38 left in the fourth. I mean, so it was still a game the entire time. We were down 9 at first and 5 at halftime, and these girls just battled. And like I told him, I said, you know, going into the third quarter, great teams put teams out. Good teams play with, and mediocre teams play to their competition. And I thought we came out, you know, 16-5 quarter was a big difference.
I did want to ask about that because third quarters had been an issue for you guys in weeks past, games past. But this was in your stronger third quarters. What did you see in that quarter?
I saw toughness. I saw some leadership. I saw being aggressive and not necessarily worrying about making mistakes. I mean, we know we're going to make mistakes as a young team. And so I felt that they just came in and with not the I don't care attitude, but I don't care to mess up. We got a next possession.
But the mindset at halftime was, hey, let's make sure we get this third quarter right.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's our mindset every halftime, you know, but we were clawing back into that game. And so that helped us having that mindset coming in.
How coachable is this year's group compared to last year's?
Well, last year's, they're the same. They're all coachable. They're all, you know, they're all sponges. All of them have, since day one, since I've walked into Garden City High School, that they've all accepted me. They've all bought in. I tell them, you know, it's kind of cliche, drinking the Kool-Aid. And they have from day one. You know, we haven't had any negative narrative about anything that we do, because at the end of the day, we're trying to do what's best for our girls on and off the court. We're there to support them. We've got a great coaching staff, and we've got 28 girls that are bought in on our vision.
Oh, yeah, of course. And a lot of those girls are young. I mean, you mentioned this is a young group. What have you noticed some of the underclassmen who've stepped in and played some big roles in these games?
It's next, a dog mentality, next grow up. And that's one thing I've told them all is, hey, we're all going to have opportunities for success. Some girls are going to be playing better than others on different nights. And so when your number is called, get in there, do your job. If you make mistakes, great. But don't let one mistake kind of roll into two or three. And that's kind of what happens when you have young teams. But I thought they've done a good job with that.
How do you like to stress, okay, you might have traveled on this possession. Let's make sure this doesn't dwell on your mind.
It's trying to make sure that you're putting your arm around her while you're taking care of the other four or five that are out there. And so it's a tough balance. But like I said, we got a great staff. So I'll just kind of look at one of them and say, hey, when she comes out, let's make sure we clean that up so next time she comes in, she's ready to go.
So that's kind of the reason you have some of the staff on, is just to make sure, you know, man, or I guess in this case, girl management.
Well, it's management. It's also just like when we're doing scout today. I mean, Coach Swedberg had a great adjustment on how we're going to kind of play Dodge City tomorrow. And it was a great thought that I didn't think of. And so, you know, our staff is also meshing and molding together as being a first year unit together. And so I think we're only going to get better.
Talking to head coach Jacob Miller, if you're just joining us here on Buff Talk, can I get you to elaborate on that? What did Coach Swedberg bring up?
Well, it's more of our strategy of how we were going to, you know, play pots and play their guard set. And so for us was, you know, we were going to go a little box and one. And so we ran over box one because that's kind of what I thought that put us in the winning column against Hooker. So we wanted to make sure we cleaned up some of our stuff there. But obviously understanding Potts doesn't post up. She's not your true traditional post. She stretches the floor a little bit. And so we had to make sure that we can get underneath her and get her, not box her out, not let her get offensive boards.
What's been the biggest challenge for this group when you're scouting, going ahead to another game?
I think the biggest challenge for our girls is just buying into how important watching film is. And that's young teams. That's not just necessarily girls, but that's any adolescent or youth. Understanding the importance, not only watching yourself, but watching your opponent. And it doesn't necessarily make you better for that game, but it'll also help you tendencies and create good habits in the future.
You're someone who's been around a lot of different stages of athletics. Can you talk about the difference between motivating student athletes at the collegiate level versus the high school level?
Well, you don't motivate them at the collegiate level. You're paying them to do a job at the end of the day. It's a job. And that's one thing I try to stress to these girls, especially the ones that want to go and play at the next level, is that everything that we do is a business. And you have to treat it as such, especially now at the college level. NIL deals, people are getting paid lots of money outside of their respective sports. And so these girls have to understand that if you're not doing your job, there's thousands of girls waiting to take your place. And these coaches get hired and fired off of wins and losses. And so they're going to coach you a lot harder than I am because, you know, I'm blessed to be able to go teach edgenuity the next day. These guys may get fired the next day after a bad loss. And so just trying to stress to them the importance that when you get to that next level, you're dictating people's livelihood.
You think they see that?
Not now, but I think they're starting to. They're slowly starting to. And that's why we're stressing the importance of film and importance of taking care of your body and getting in ice and rehabbing and staying hydrated and on our days off resting. And then also, too, taking care of their academics. I mean, I think I said on the last show, we have 28 9 through 12 girls, and we carried a 3.67 GPA. And that's huge. I mean, that's just not – that's with 15 freshmen or 16 freshmen, 7 sophomores carrying us 3.7. And so that's tremendous for them.
Where did the importance for education come from with you? Was there a certain experience?
It's just what it is. We're student athletes. And it just is – no, and not from experience because I wasn't the greatest academics in high school. But I understand now the importance of education and what it can do to you and what it can – not only help yourself, but help your family in the future. And so we stress that, and our girls are great. They take care of themselves. I mean, their expectations in the classroom is probably higher than what we hold them to. And so we're just blessed to not have to worry about academics.
Yeah, that's super impressive, especially yeah. You know, building a culture like that. Let me dive in a little bit more about this game over Hooker. You guys were 40% from three on Saturday. Is that something you're trying to build towards in the next couple of years?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we normally shoot 20 to 25 threes a game. I mean, I to be honest with you, I'd like to shoot more, but it's part of the process. We know we have to shoot. We have to score 40 to 50 points just to be competitive in high school girls basketball. And so we normally shoot, you know, 16, 20, 25 threes. Sometimes we make two or four. And tonight or that night, we made eight. And so I told our coaching staff, we look like great coaches when we make shots. And so, but again, making shots at the three-point line wasn't what won the game. Us being 12 from 15 from the free throw line and making free throws down the stretch is what won it.
Let me just ask a little bit about some of the freshmen you've been playing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Maya played very well, but Kaylee and Thaley have also hit three-pointers as well. So that's sort of like you've been digging into, hey, this is the identity of our program. Like, this is how we want you to play.
Well, yeah, it was what we worked on in the summer. I mean, we had a really good summer with those girls. You know, we hosted a team camp, and they got to play 6 to 12 games there. Then we went to Colorado to Boulder to in their team camp, and each team got three or six games in 2 days. And so that was our style of play. We wanted to push up tempo. We want to shoot a lot of threes. Obviously, KJ's our, you know, quote-unquote post, but she's a stretch four at the end of the day and more of a three. And so we want that to be our identity, is because, you know, we don't have your traditional post, and we're not running with 5'8", 5'9", girls and able to rim protect. So we got to play a little unorthodox, play fast, shoot a lot of threes, and get up tempo.
Let me ask about KJ for a little bit, because you told me after the game on Saturday you really wanted to push her after a performance like this. What does it take to getting a student athlete at any level to go above and beyond what they're doing?
Well, I think it's complacency. You know, I mean, she just has to understand that she doesn't have a ceiling. And when she understands that, when she can turn that motor on and keep that motor on at a high pace for a long time, she'll play basketball wherever she wants to play basketball, and she may be able to be a draft pick eventually. So we just want her to understand that it's baby steps. It's day by day. You got to build. But now we don't want to regress going into Dodge. We want her to clean up some of her mistakes that she did. Take some, you know, not that she took any bad shots, but maybe we could hone in some of that, and maybe instead of shooting a 34-foot three, we can dribble into a 29-foot three.
Watching that game back on Sunday, what did you like from her game individually?
I loved it all. I loved her aggressiveness. That's what she needs. Her aggressiveness then catapults to all of our other girls. They then get confidence. They then kind of can play off of her. I mean, because there's times I'll freeze the film, and there'll be three girls surrounding KJ. You know, and it's like, hey, you know, then we can clip it, see where our shooters are at. Do they need to relocate? Do they need to move? Can you pivot out? And instead of forcing a tough fadeaway shot that you can make, can you turn around and dish out to somebody in rhythm and knock down a three to kind of get that collapsed three triple team off of you?
Talk about your team going 12-15 from the free throw line. How important is it to have your out-and-out post player also being able to shoot so well from the stripe?
Oh, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. And for all of us to shoot well, I mean, it shows the hard work that we put in the summer, but also, too, when we're in practice and we're stressing, hey, it's not gossip hour. We're in here to shoot. We're in here to get better. We got 90 minutes to get better, or 3 hours, whatever it looks like. It just shows that their hard work and dedication to our program.
And as well, like some of these underclassmen, we'll have two of them on, and Lex and KJ in a moment, but they've been playing in a lot of big games this season. They've learned a lot of lessons, even in losses. Have you seen these players change habits throughout the year?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Yeah, we were talking about it in film. Lex has done it. Lex is not your traditional PG, but she understands that that's a role, and it's something that we need, and she's kind of grabbing a hold of that and running. I mean, you know, just the simple, basic, fundamental stuff of if you dribble past coach's line and you feel like you're too deep, retreat dribbling out and just reversing the ball. Before, we were just getting so deep, picking up our dribble and getting trapped. So I've seen growth just in the last 3 to 5 games of all of our girls, but especially Lex. But, again, we knew that this was going to be a growth year. You know, a lot of times we say growing pains or whatever you want to, you know, cliche you want to use, but we're young. I mean, at one time we had 3 freshmen, 2 sophomores out there playing. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I have to understand I got to be patient because, you know, coaches, we want to win now. But we have to understand that it is a marathon in this. And these girls are going to be with us for another 3 years. We have a great 8th grade class coming in. But, you know, our seniors have been so bought in, and our junior class with Haley Brown and Sahara and then Cam, KJ and Alexa. And Amaya, our 7 juniors and seniors, they've been just as bought in as that. And they've been tremendous leaders for our underclassmen to show them what it's like to be dedicated to the program no matter what.
You talk about winning now. That being said, you've got an opportunity. You've already beaten last year's win total. You've got an opportunity to host a sub-state semifinal game at home. Talk about what needs to be done in these last 3 to get there.
Yeah, I mean, I think if we can get tomorrow night versus Dodge, that'll get us at 9. And depending kind of what happens with Southeast and East, because they still have 3 to 4 games left. Mm-hmm. I think 9 wins will solidify us either that 7 or 8 spot. It would be huge. And I don't, you know, don't quote me on this, but I want to say it's been 8 to 10 years since they've hosted Substate for the girls' side. And so that'll be a huge, huge, not only catapult us for the postseason here, but it'd be great motivation rolling into the offseason and summer for us, because we show that we can, you know, we're a couple wins away from double digits, and we're exceeding expectations that no one had for us.
I'm waiting to talk to Brett before I get that stat.
Yeah, he's our stat guru. Yeah, definitely.
But once it happens, I'm definitely going to him on it. These last 3 games are 3 teams that you have faced before. Unfortunately, you have lost all 3. How much preparation is going to be going over what went wrong earlier on this season against these 3?
Well, we've been preparing for that since we lost after each one. We understand that Liberal and Hayes play up-tempo, and they like to press, and they like to throw a lot of bodies at us. So we've been working on our press break. We've been actually bringing in the freshman boys after their practices to simulate what a lot up-tempo and a lot longer press we're going to see. And I feel like we've done a better job, especially against Hooker and Great Bend, against the press. It's just taking care of the ball in the half court now, trying to clean that up. But, yeah, every game we're trying to do something that's going to make us better.
Now let's dive into tomorrow night's game, because the last time you and I had talked about Dodge, you talked about there kind of being a belief that this team can't go and beat Dodge, because that's been a long time since Garden City beat Dodge in girls basketball. But that game at the field house, you were right there. You had the lead in the second half. Did you see the belief in your team?
Yeah. You know, for us, it's a mindset. You know, we're breaking a lot of generational curses, I guess you could call it, with this program is a mindset and mentality. They have to understand that if you don't have a positive attitude or some sort of successful attitude rolling into any situation in life, your outcome's not going to be as good as you want it. And so that's half the battle. Is just going in knowing that you're good, knowing that you're going to win. And I know it kind of sounds make-believe, but if you don't have that mentality, job interview, going on a date with a significant other, anything that you do in life, if you don't feel like you're going to win or be successful, probably not. Mm-hmm. And so just buying into that mentality, and I thought that's what we did against Saturday night against Hooker, is we came in and said, hey, you know what? We're tired of – we got drug our last three games. We're ready to go out here and show everybody how good we are.
Now, the first time you played Dodge, you were alluding to this earlier. Ace Potts was huge. What's the plan of slowing her down tomorrow?
We're going to have to key in on her. You know, we need to make sure we have extra bodies on her. We got to limit second chance opportunities. We know they do a great job against our zone with their shallow cuts, rub screens, and then their high-low option out of that. So we got to quit ball watching so much and make sure that back line stays tight.
Now, it's going to be an emotional night at the Garden because it is senior night. And I just want to ask if you could give a little bit of a testament to the seniors that are graduating. Cam, Maria, Alexa, Amaya, what have they done for this group?
When I came in last spring, they welcomed me with open arms as juniors. And they've been nothing but phenomenal leaders, phenomenal young ladies on and off the court. And let's not forget that they're three-sport athletes, most of them are, or they're doing something with AT, or they're doing, you know, they're involved with athletics year-round. So it's just not basketball that they're doing. They're doing something with every sport. And, again, they're also great academic kids. They're phenomenal people to be around. And it is always emotional when you lose your seniors because, you know, you always shoulda, coulda, woulda with them, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm excited to see where their future is going to go.
I was going to say it's a big step for them, especially because they're going from high school to college. Is there a message you like to give those girls on the way out?
Yeah, absolutely. That they're indebted to me. I'm indebted to them for the rest of their life because they gave me 24 to 36 or however many years they were with me or months with me. That I tell them, hey, I'm always here for a job reference. I'm always here to write a letter recommendation. I'm always here to make a phone call for you. And I can hold you $20 up to, that's all you get, is $20. So, but no, it is. That's the biggest thing that coaches kind of lose sight of is the relationship factor. It's bigger than basketball. It's bigger than your sport. I'm excited to be able to go to these girls' weddings when they get older. I'm excited to see their children. Hell, hopefully at one of these days I'll be able to coach their children 20, 30 years down the road. That's what I'm more excited about is seeing what their future holds, especially my seniors from last year, those four girls, watching them blossom as freshmen in college and just being tremendous people.
They got to use that $20 wisely, too.
That's all they get. Yeah, that's all they get.
Last question before we make the transition to these girls. You were talking about some of these freshmen and sophomores really growing up this year. Can you talk to me about the growth that both KJ and Lex have made this season?
Oh, they get better every day. They get better every day. And not only do they get better every day as basketball players, but they get better every day as young ladies. They're maturing. They're growing up. They're becoming phenomenal people. But, yeah, on the court, It's a joy to watch them, especially just make strides and from game to game or day to day. But heck, we're going to be a handful here in a couple of years.
All right, we'll get them on in a moment. That is head coach Jacob Miller of the girls basketball team. Garden City in action tomorrow for senior night, their last home game of the regular season against Dodge City. It's a big one for their playoff hopes. Coach, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Yeah, appreciate you.
When we come back here on Buff Talk, we will bring on KJ Pinchin and Alexis Villegas here on KWKR 99.9 The Rockets Buff Talk here live from Old Chicago.